The DSM, that is the Diagnostic and Statistical Manual of Mental Disorders, is a discrete categorical system published by the APA, the American Psychiatric Association, that classifies mental disorders based on the recognisable symptoms described. It was first published in 1952, and there have been three revisions since. So the DSM-4 came out in 2000, and the DSM-5 is due in 2013. There are 16 major categories of disorders, including mood disorders, anxiety disorders, sleep disorders, personality disorders, and so on. Each of these 16 categories can further be divided into specific disorders, in which there's 365 in total, one for each day of the year. Thus, the mental health professional uses the diagnostic criteria to identify the disorder that most closely matches the symptoms reported by the patient. The DSM also provides information on the cause of the disorder, the age at which it is most likely to occur, how common it is, genetic disposition for the disorder, when and if they're likely to grow out of the disorder, particularly if it's a child disorder such as night terrors. And a key aspect of the DSM, it uses a multi-axial approach for the diagnosis. More about this in a future podcast. Let's look at the ICD-10, the International Classification of Diseases. And related health problems is a coding of diseases, symptoms, causes, etc., published by WHO? The World Health Organization. The ICD-10 distinguishes between mental and behavioural disorders. The DSM, on the other hand, groups all of these under the mental disorders umbrella. The ICD-10 identifies the disorder that best matches the reported symptoms and provides a detailed list of symptoms. But it's less detailed than the DSM in terms of the description and diagnostic guidelines on disorders. The ICD-10 doesn't provide guidelines on the prognosis, prevalence of the disorders, unlike the DSM.